This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. In Afghanistan, a suicide car bomber ripped apart downtown Kabul this morning, killing dozens. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is there.
The bomber appeared to have targeted the Indian embassy, which is directly across from the heavily guarded ministry that houses Afghanistan's police headquarters. The large explosion rattled windows across downtown Kabul this morning, including at the NPR bureau about a mile away. Several nearby shops were destroyed in the blast. Blood and charred ruins covered the area. The street was packed with people at the time, many of them lining up for visas at the Indian embassy. The Indian ambassador and his deputy were believed not to be inside the embassy at the time. Militants have frequently attacked Indian offices and projects around Afghanistan, but the street on which the embassy is located is considered to be one of the safer ones in Kabul.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kabul. Keep your windows closed and stay indoors. That's what emergency workers are telling residents of Mitchell, South Dakota. A freight train car is leaking and smells of ammonia. Officials think it could be dangerous, so they want people to stay away. So far, they're not evacuating the entire town. And another day, another gas price milestone. AAA says average prices are just under $4.11 a gallon. That's another record high, but expensive gas didn't slow holiday travel as much as expected. AAA estimates travel is down only 1.3% over the holiday weekend. It's been described as Sesame Street for adults. It holds your attention, soothes, passes the time, all while giving information. We're talking about the Weather Channel, and now NBC Universal and two partners will own it. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
NBC, Bain Capital, and the Blackstone Group didn't disclose the financial terms of the deal, but several reports say the price tag is in the $3.5 billion range. Landmark Communications was reportedly hoping to raise $5 billion when it put the Weather Channel up for sale in January. The deal includes the Weather Channel networks, which are seen in nearly all of the nation's cable television homes, the website, which is the number one destination for weather information on the web, and its forecasting division, Weather Services International. Landmark Chairman and CEO Frank Batten Jr. says the Weather Channel and its employees will have increased opportunities for growth as part of NBC Universal. The transaction, while subject to regulatory approval, is expected to be completed by the end of the year.
NPR's Allison Keyes reporting. In Maryland, a battle over the right to dry, as in hanging clothes to dry outside. Some homeowners groups in suburban Washington think clotheslines are an eyesore. They ban residents from having them. Clothesline advocates say it saves energy and money. There is an advocacy group fighting for change in Maryland and elsewhere. Colorado and Hawaii have laws protecting the right to dry. Several other states have proposed similar laws. That is your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.